Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to the Daddy Daughter Podcast, Share Together. I'm here with my daughter, Hannah.
Hey, guys.
And we are excited that you are here. Thank you for being here. Thank you for spending your time. We hope you enjoy the show. We're doing it again.
Yay.
All right, guys, welcome back to our second podcast ever. I can't even believe what we're looking at right now. Seriously. Besides, Hannah, tell them, what are we looking at right now? What do we got in front of us?
We have mics now.
Yeah, we have mics now.
We're not using our phones anymore.
That's correct. We have an audio interface. We have, we're recording directly into GarageBand. I'm watching the time tick. I'm going to start our timer so we know right around when we hit 20 minutes.
Nice.
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah? How was your day?
It was good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Let's think of another word other than good.
It was.
Like Madeline Holler would say.
Yeah. Probably eventful.
Eventful, eh? Mm-hmm. Tell me about that a little bit. What happened today?
So, today, like, my first period was reading. We had kind of like a bit of a study hall to like catch up on some work and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Then we went, we had an advisory. We worked on like some history fair stuff, or I did. And then we went to science class. And then we had social studies, which was a whole history fair work period. And then we had lunch, which was fun. Me and some of my friends were talking in British accents for most of the time, which was pretty fun.
Really?
And that was probably my favorite part of the day.
I'd like to hear a British accent now. I think everybody else would too.
Okay. Would you like a glass of water?
Water? I would love a glass of water. I think it needs to be a silky custard tart. Yo, watching the Great British Baking Show.
Best.
Has been fun. I don't think that I ever thought that I would watch a show like that. Just being honest.
But now we don't have any shows to watch.
Wait. You're telling a fib to all the people right now. What show are we watching?
Oh, we're watching. Well, yeah. Well, I'm watching it. You're not really.
I'm paying attention. I enjoy it.
Just a little bit.
Okay.
Just,
what's the show? Tell everyone what the show is.
It's called Cheer. It's like a cheerleading documentary. It's actually pretty interesting. I really like it.
It is. Is it making you want to cheerlead?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. Your mom was a cheerleader.
Yep, she was.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She wasn't as tall as me, though. Like, I'm probably taller than her when she was in.
Interesting. I wouldn't have thought of that. That's right. You are tall.
I'm very tall.
Yeah. Like 5'10 and a half.
You have to be kind of short to do, like, gymnastics and stuff like that, I think.
Yeah.
I can't do flips.
You can do anything, first
true,
of all.
True.
Especially hard things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You just haven't learned.
No.
As of yet.
Mm-hmm.
So, back to all our stuff. It has been a crazy, crazy, crazy couple days. Now, we're recording on Thursday. We're going to get to the fact of how tired we are and how crazy this day's been. And maybe we should try to stick to recording on Sundays. It just feels totally different. After church, we're like flying high. Yeah. Jarrett probably like told me that I could do anything in the world. And you probably heard the same thing in students.
Yeah.
And we're just chilling. We're eating. And we're just like, yeah, this podcast is going to be fun. Today is just like crazy. I had doctor's appointment. We had work. Emails, all the things, all the bookings of all the rooms.
Mm-hmm.
You had testing?
I did.
Tell me about that a little bit.
It's not the best with my math teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah,
without saying any names,
no
tell me
names.
A little bit.
No names.
Tell me a little bit about your teacher.
So,
the challenge.
My teacher is a very. He brings out his emotions in a very aggressive way.
Mm.
And
very nasal, from what I understand.
Mm-hmm. But testing was good. I feel like I've been doing pretty good. I'm tomorrow's the last day, but it's not like a, like I have to finish today. I can go till Monday, but
yeah,
I feel pretty good. Like
good.
If, so with NWA testing, you have, like, if you see like easy questions,
uh-huh.
you know that you need to like slow down a bit. But I've been doing a few hard questions, like a few easy here and there, but that's going to happen, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of has to happen, I guess. But I feel like I've been doing pretty good. I think I'm on question 40, maybe, and there's like 50 something questions. So
interesting.
I think I'm going to finish tomorrow.
I love it. Well, that's what we'll pray for in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, before Hannah walks into school, we pray over her for, you know, normal things like protection and yeah. that she's a light in a dark place.
Yeah.
And so tomorrow we have a specific prayer. So we have a Focusrite Scarlett S2i2 or whatever it's, what's it called? 2i2. It's an audio interface. Like, are you serious? Like, we have that? We have an audio interface?
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Like, last week, we started talking about the Amazon wish list, and we kind of felt like, hey, you know what? Let's just see what God does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we can start to put together some things that make it sound better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the idea of this is to sound like people are just hanging out with us
yeah.
and talking.
Exactly.
And it has been really incredible to see what God's done. I said it when we were on last week. I just wanted you to kind of experience what it was like to pray over something and just see and watch what God does.
Yeah.
And he showed up and showed out this week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about, so one thing that I want to make sure we do always is that we are very appreciative and we kind of give shout outs. And I'm going to tell you why in a minute. But you got a couple shout outs first, don't you?
Oh yeah, I do.
as I mouth the word. It's
do it. Okay. So my friend Alexandra,
mm-hmm.
She gave she was listening to our first episode today when we walked over to Soul City. We were waiting for her mom to pick her up. And I let her listen to it, and she was like, I've never listened to a podcast. I'm more like into music. And it's, she said, like, I've never really listened to podcasts. And so it's interesting. This podcast is actually interesting to me, and I like it. And I told her, like, is there anything, like, you want to know, or like, questions you might want to know. She didn't have any at the moment, but I told her, like, maybe she can, like, if she has any questions, she can ask us, or
yeah.
if she wants to know anything, she can tell me. And it's pretty cool because, like, you listen to a podcast and then you go to school with them the next day, or like you see them the next day.
Yeah, you're famous. Duh.
Sure.
I'm serious. Well, you kind of been famous on Instagram for a while. I mean, your dad's been taking pictures of you since before you could give permission. but no, man, you know, I love sharing you with people because you've been such a blessing in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure we'll get into that more in the future, but you just have. And I have always felt really blessed to be your dad,
mm-hmm.
and really blessed to have the responsibility of being your dad. But back to shout out. So shout out Alexandra for listening. Hope you're listening right now and you love it. But our audio interface was given to us by our friends, Tim and Sophia. We have Julian, who got us a mic, or let us borrow a mic, a podcasting mic.
Mm-hmm.
Our friend Monica actually bought a mic for us as well. That's the one that I'm actually talking on right now. Soul City students, shout out to Soul City students, because I was kind of teaching in there last year.
Yeah.
They gave me a Amazon gift card, and that's what I did. I bought another mic. It's on the way. It'll be here next week. And so it's just been really cool to see people like involved and given a lot of good feedback. One of my friends, Amanda, who is, she's probably has tons of podcasts and all those things. And she does like, you know, she's all over Instagram and mm-hmm. she's in that space. And she was like, oh, it's funny. I'm talking to you today. I have your podcast on my list. I'm like, what? She was like, yeah, I'm going to listen to your podcast today. It's on my list of things to do. Like, no way. Like, that's cool. Like, people are like, I'm going to put it in plan to listen to it.
That's awesome.
And she had some really encouraging words around just the space and like our relationship, and that she's kind of always seen our relationship and thought it was special and is interested in hearing it shared. So mm-hmm. it's been a very encouraging week that way. And you know what? I think that encouraging each other, part of the reason why I want to make sure that we're always saying thank you out of our mouth to like anyone who supports us is because I think it's a really big deal to encourage people. I think people need it nowadays. Mm-hmm. One thing that you've been doing lately, which I love, is saying, you know, I'm proud of myself for that. And I've noticed you say it a few times and I love it. And like one day, I think you said it about like 17 things. And I was like, that's awesome. She's proud of herself for like 17 things.
It's mostly painting though.
Yeah, I love it. So tell me about that. That hasn't been something that you've always done. It's kind of exploded in the last couple months.
Yeah.
It started on Sunday, actually. On a Sunday. We decided phones down, no more screens.
Yep.
What are we going to do? And I'll never forget, you pulled out your paints right here. Mm-hmm. So tell me what happened that day into like it evolving, because now I think you're an artist straight up.
So after we came home from church, we just wanted, like he said, put our phones down and just like chill out for a moment with no screens and kind of, I guess, talk and just really chill out from like all social media, text messages, calls, stuff like that. And so I had this like painting kit that I got for Christmas like
last year.
Yep. Not 2019 last year, but like
2018 Christmas.
2018 yeah. Christmas, yes. Yep. And I never really used it. Like I wanted to, I really did, but I didn't really know what to paint or what to do with it. So since we did want to get away from our phones, I decided I just wanted to paint. And I forgot the first thing I painted. I think it was, what was it?
Was it the rainbow zebra?
Well, that was like my first ever painting.
Right. You might have done one for grandma. Was it the flamingo, Santa flamingo?
That was it.
Yeah.
But that wasn't on the Sunday.
Right.
But yeah, I've definitely like painted before.
Yeah.
And
a couple times.
But I think the first one I did was one of the rectangle ones. Mm-hmm. I forgot which one, but I had like a bunch of the canvases for that. And I just painted and I really liked it. It just like really calmed me down.
Yeah.
Really like took all the stress away, took everything away. Like I was just focused on that, you know?
Yeah.
There's always that one thing that person has. If it's meditating, listening to music, doing whatever. And that was my thing, painting.
Yeah.
And so. It is your thing. It is still, yeah. And so, yeah, I really like painting. I just finished a painting too, a couple too.
Yeah, it was a crazy day. So that was part of the reason why it was a crazy day, right? We've got school and work in the same day.
Yeah.
And then you actually are taking assignments on things to paint.
Yeah.
Tell me about that a little bit.
I offered a few of my friends, because there was one girl who painted my calculator.
Oh.
And so I kind of got inspiration from her, like painting people's calculators.
Yeah.
And I took the case, because you know how calculators, like you can put a case over it.
Yep.
I've been painting those. I've painted all five now.
Really?
Uh-huh.
You're done.
I'm done.
Yeah, I love it.
But I also had, I just painted one of my friend Jason's phone case.
Yeah.
It was just pretty simple, just like a black, but he really likes it.
And
that's really all that's important.
Yeah.
But I'm really proud of it, and it's really cool to see, like, go to school and then see your work around school, you know, around like a...
That's pretty cool.
Like, even if it's just something simple like that, even if they don't use it every day, just to see it once.
Yeah.
Like, once out of a whole week is really cool.
Yeah.
You know, it's not... I guess it is kind of like a museum, like seeing your art...
That's awesome.
...in a...
On display.
On display, I guess. Yeah.
Being enjoyed by people.
And then also people liking it is also really cool.
Yeah.
You know, like having a creation that they thought of and then I did.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's
Or like an idea they had. I painted a cat in space for one of my friends, Grace.
Yeah.
And I've never done something like that before.
Right.
That's like my first, but I'm really proud of it still.
Totally.
And... It's just going to be really cool to see, like, her reaction and see how she likes it.
Oh, she hasn't seen it yet?
Nuh-uh.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I just finished it today.
That's going to be awesome. Oh, I want to see it, too. Mm-hmm. I was out here trying to figure out how to use two mics and an audio interface in GarageBand and record and do all those things. And so I was a little stressful, I'm not going to lie. Like, yeah. I think you probably walked out here, like, remember, we were about, so, and I'm doing laundry and, you know, all the things, had to stop and do dinner. So there's just so many things going on, right? But I think that it's important that, like, that's real life. Like, there's a lot of things going on for everybody.
Yeah.
But this is just something that I know that we have committed to.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love it. I love this idea. I can't stop thinking about it. I can't stop writing new ideas for it.
Yeah.
And for different shows. So I'm just excited to do this. I'm excited to do this, like, until, like, you don't live under this roof. You know what I'm saying? Like, we should always do it because it just creates time for us to talk. And we do it all the time anyway.
Yeah.
But just, like, a little bit more intentional, a little bit more, like, sit down. Like, right now, also, okay, so we have more equipment and mics and cables and all those things. But we're, like, still sitting in our living room.
Yeah.
On our couch.
Yeah.
And it's still comfortable. And it's going to keep getting better, right? Like, we don't have headphones yet. At some point, we'll get them. They're on the Amazon wish list. but we'll get them. But that way, I'll be able to hear, like, if I'm too close or too far or whatever. And I'm doing it right now, but I can't hear it. But I think that I'm probably eating the mic. But anyways, like, like those things will make it, like, better so that we can be better at it.
Mm.
But I'm proud of us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm proud of us for starting.
Me too.
And for, like, getting this thing off the ground. This will be two episodes in 2 weeks. And I think the rhythm will be every Sunday we'll post something.
Yeah.
Whether we record somewhere else in the week and then, you know, I have a couple of days to edit, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm doing everything, you know, for the first time, right? Like, ow. You know what? Shout out to Sophie G. Sophie G. As a friend of mine that we used to work together when I was running nightclubs, and I hadn't talked to her in a while, and then something happened. You know, I don't know. It was one of those weird times. I was probably having a bad day. She sent me a message, and she was like, "Keep your head up, kid," or something. And then she was like, "Are you doing?" You know, she was like, "I'm doing music producing," and then she just kind of offered to make me a podcast song. And I was like, oh, that's totally cool. Yeah. But it was like 6-7 months ago and, you know, hadn't had a use for it. So, like, the song made by Sophie G, that's really awesome. And so we appreciate that. But, you know, this thing's kind of all been in the making for a long time.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions to ask me right now?
I do.
Okay. Tell me a question.
I'm going to open my phone.
Ask me a question.
Okay. My first question.
Yeah.
When I was born, what was the very first thought you had?
The very first thought I had when you were born, it was, she has eyelashes just like me. Seriously.
Really?
Yeah. The first second I saw you, well, I guess the first time I saw you, you weren't technically born yet, but,
true.
But, I peeked over the curtain. I don't think I was supposed to, but then the first thing, like when you got cleaned up and came over and presented to us, your eyelashes were so long and they were like stuck to your face.
They were stuck together. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what mom told me.
And I'll never forget that moment. I was like, oh my gosh, she has my eyelashes. Because I always got kind of teased for having like long eyelashes like I was a girl.
Yeah.
And I was like, the girl has them. So it was awesome. It was pretty dope. All right, you got another one?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Who's the most, who is or was the most famous person you met?
Oh, like during nightclub days and all that, yeah?
Yeah. Or even like present day, I don't know.
Yeah, so just to provide a little bit of context, someone that might not know this, right? Because not everyone knows us,
yeah.
Knows our story. Part of my story is that I used to run nightclubs for years. Uh-huh. I've always been in the service industry. I moved to Chicago 19 or so. Started working at Cheesecake Factory and just kind of kept going. And then I started working at nightclubs at some point.
Yeah.
And then I went to the top pretty quick. And I ran two of the most successful nightclubs in Chicago, Le Passage Nightclub in the Gold Coast. Go ahead. Make that clap. Yeah. Make sure they can hear that clap. That's my daughter clapping for me, y'all. It's important. And then Le Passage in the Gold Coast and then the Lumen Nightclub and in the West Loop. And through the whole time, that's the one you remember, right? We used mm-hmm. to have we had your birthday party there.
Yep.
We had your birthday party at both clubs, by the way. Your two-year-old birthday party was at Le Passage.
Really?
And you you got on one of the dance boxes with a microphone.
Was that?
First time in with a microphone, by the way. And you're like, happy birthday! Happy birthday! Like a thousand times.
I remember. I've seen that video before.
That was at Le Passage. And then I ran Lumen. And probably Jay-Z. Now, here's the thing about it. There's two sides to this. One was like, who's the most famous that I met when they were that famous? Or who was the most famous and would be that famous? So the person that was probably the most famous and was going to grow into like bigger stardom was Taylor Swift or Chance the Rapper. Mm. I knew both of them like way on, like Chance and I were friends. And then he just kind of mega started out. And same thing with Taylor. But those days were cool. Fun.
Do you think meeting Chance Rapper or Taylor Swift when they were like smaller artists, do you think you might have helped their career in any way?
That's a great question
or,
too.
Or like inspire them in some way? I don't know.
You know what I will tell you is that the thing that I remember the most about meeting Taylor Swift was her mom. And her mom being like super cool, really down to earth, and just kind of saying like, I told her that I had a daughter, and that she was too young to be a fan, but because I probably met her when you were 4 or 5, mm-hmm. and I was like, yeah, I have a daughter. I was like, you know, it's got to be tough having a daughter and you know, showbiz. And she was like, nope, you know what? It's my job to be your mom, and I want to be your mom, and I'm going to do a good job. And, you know, and I thought that was pretty cool because, you know, it made me realize that, like, no matter what and no matter who and no matter how people are, like, everyone's got a mom. Everyone's got, like, a parent or whoever that could or guardian that can be concerned about them.
Yeah.
And protect them. And it was just very – I was able to relate to that really well.
Yeah.
So.
That's cool.
Yeah. So I want to, before we have to go for this episode, and I just want to, so we want to do a quote of the week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every week we want to do a quote of the week, and I said, I want you to do the first quote of the week. So I want you to do it, and let's do it.
All right. Patience is not passive. On the contrary, it is concentrated strength by Bruce Lee.
Nice job. That's the best version yet. You practiced that a couple times.
Yeah.
I love it. It's a lot of words and starts and stops. But yeah, so tell me what you think this quote means.
I think it's like trying to explain how important patience can be or is.
Yeah.
And how patience can have multiple definitions in using it, or like, well, it can have multiple definitions on how you use it. If it's in the real world, like talking to someone, or if it's like writing a sentence or something like that. Yeah. But I feel like the, concentrated strength part.
Mm-hmm.
I really like. Yeah.
So when we were talking about it earlier, so I started to ask you about that, and then and I thought it was such a great quote. Like, geez, what a great first quote. And then I wanted to unpack it just a little bit more than the quote itself. So patience in the world today is kind of one of those things where it seems like it's very, very lazy or laid back. Yeah. Laid back.
Oh, yeah.
So patience seems like it's laid back. If you're a patient person, you're a laid back person. Mm-hmm. And I think what Bruce Lee is saying here, which is pretty cool, is that laid back doesn't mean weak.
Mm-hmm.
It means like laid back in this particular sense of patience means like concentrated strength, meaning it's also dynamic and it's also engaging. Patience is tolerating, right? It is having a tolerance for somebody.
Yeah.
And I thought that like it's, I love that words like peace and patience and kindness and goodness have an opportunity to be talked about in a positive way, because so often they're associated with weakness or yeah. with, I don't know, with being too laid back. But in reality, it's not. Having, you know, a good, calm, resolved demeanor, having patience for people,
yeah.
giving people the benefit of the doubt, being patient with people that you don't understand. It's, we don't have enough of it in the world today. And mm-hmm. it's a lot more powerful. It's a lot more of that concentrated power than we really kind of admit nowadays. But I thought it was a great quote, and I wanted to make sure that we have a quote of the week every week. And so as we sign out today, guys, I just want to say thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. Say it. Get your fingers out your mouth. Get to the mic and say it and be thankful for all the people that are listening.
I'm so thankful for you guys. Thank you.
Isn't that cool? Yes. You don't. Yeah, you're right. Who knew that we'd be doing this? And you know what? I'm proud of us. I love it when you're proud of yourself. Let's keep being proud of each other. Let's keep being proud of ourselves. Keep doing things that we can be proud of.
Okay.
And we can like show off to the world.
Yeah.
If you guys want to participate, you guys want to support the show, you know what to do. There's a link. There's an Amazon link down there that can help with some of the equipment that we still need to do the show. And then also we've set it up somewhere, I don't know how or where, to support on a weekly or monthly basis. Mm-hmm. So if you want to do that, let's do it. This is going to become like a second job for me and and our job together. Yeah. So guys, we thank you so much. And we're praying for you guys. Matter of fact, let's pray. Are you going to pray this time? Okay. All right. I got one more time. Heavenly Father, just one more time. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for the chance to just spend time together, even though it's late on a Thursday night, mm-hmm. that we have time where we can commit to talking to each other,
mm-hmm.
and commit to communicating with each other and finding out about each other's day and asking each other questions that get to know each other and deepen our relationship, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Let that continue and let it be maybe an on-ramp into that in someone else's relationship that's out there. Someone else that needs to talk to a friend, talk to a parent, talk to their kid in a different way. Allow this to be a space where people can like just hear how to fumble through it and mess it up sometimes and then be good at it sometimes. And then all the things. We're just thankful for the opportunity to mess it up sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And we love you. We love your son. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Guys, thank you. Hannah, you have to do a better job of saying goodbye. The last one was like,
bye-bye, guys.
No, you just turned away and laughed. I want you to laugh into the mic right now.
Ha ha.
No. I know how to make you laugh.
Oh, my God.
I know how to make my kid laugh. Hey, parents, figure it out and make your kid laugh today. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I wasn't concentrated, right? Leave me alone. No, you have the hiccups.